This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Biden has announced new steps to encourage COVID-19 vaccinations, including tax credits for employers who give workers paid time off to get their shot. AP's Sagar Magani has details.
More than half of American adults are now at least partially vaccinated, and the president's celebrating reaching his latest goal of 200 million shots administered in his first 100 days. Demand for shots is now a bigger issue than supply. The president says the nation's in a new phase of the vaccination effort that relies on encouraging people to be vaccinated.
Until you are fully vaccinated, you are still vulnerable. The vaccine can save your life.
Federal health officials have released another study showing breakthrough infections in fully vaccinated people are uncommon. In this case, about one infection for every 670 people in dozens of Chicago nursing facilities. Other studies suggest the breakthrough rate is significantly lower. Sagar Magani, Washington.
An inspection by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration found problems at a factory manufacturing the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
The Baltimore factory that had a contract to make Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine was dirty, did not follow proper manufacturing procedures, and had poorly trained staff. The result, says U.S. regulators, contamination of material that was going to be put in the shots. The Food and Drug Administration released a statement in a 13-page report detailing the findings from its recent inspection of the now idle Emergent Biosciences factory. Both Emergent and J&J say they're working to fix the problems as quickly as possible. That vaccine is on hold right now due to very rare blood clots. I'm Shelley Adler.
Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA.